Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, a senior source denies reports of merger talks between AstraZeneca and Bristol-Myers Squibb. CSPC Pharmaceutical and AstraZeneca form a joint venture for biologics manufacturing in China. And a feature examines how U.S. Patent and Trademark Office policy changes are slowing patent challenges for generic and biosimilar drug makers. A senior source close to the matter says there are no discussions underway between AstraZeneca and Bristol-Myers Squibb over a potential combination, pushing back on days of speculation about a merger that would have created one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world. The denial follows an August 2nd report, first surfaced by the Financial Times, that the companies had held preliminary talks about a deal valued at nearly $400 billion. AstraZeneca shares fell around 9% on the initial report, their steepest one-day drop since 2020, then rose 6% following the denial, while Bristol-Myers Squibb shares moved in the opposite direction each time. A person familiar with the earlier report said any deal would have carried significant antitrust risk and would have marked an unusual structure, with a UK-based company acquiring a major US pharmaceutical player. CSPC Pharmaceutical and AstraZeneca have entered a joint venture contract to build a biologics manufacturing facility in Shijiazhuang, China, with the companies contributing capital at a 51-49 equity ratio in CSPC's favor. The facility will focus on manufacturing and supplying biologics drug substances for global markets, combining CSPC's AI-driven manufacturing platform with AstraZeneca's global quality and supply chain expertise. The agreement marks the third strategic deal between the two companies in as many years, following an AI-powered oral drug discovery collaboration in 2025 and an obesity and type 2 diabetes partnership earlier this year. The joint venture remains subject to customary closing conditions, including regulatory approvals. Finally, a new feature reports that policy changes at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office are making it harder for generic and biosimilar makers to challenge pharmaceutical patents through inter-parties review, a faster and cheaper alternative to federal court litigation. Since the agency's centralized decision-making over which challenges proceed, rejection rates have exceeded 75%, and monthly filings have fallen from well over 100 to around 20, with critics describing the process as an opaque, unreviewable black box. Patent experts warn the shift could slow biosimilar uptake and modestly raise prices once those drugs do reach the market, cutting against the administration's own goal of lowering drug costs. Some drug makers are turning instead to a separate, more limited process called ex parte re-examination, which has surged in use even as further procedural changes make it easier for patent holders to block those challenges too. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.